years ago when there was no lacrosse to be played in the Ivy League. She was joining us here inside the ESPN Ithaca studios to help produce BTL and listen to me make jokes about Syracuse basketball. And now she is having a tremendous season for the Big Red. That's Katie Castiello, who joins us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. Katie, thanks so much for the time here. Like I said, this has been a great season for you and the team. What has really clicked on all cylinders for you and the team up to this point?
Yeah, it's great to be here. I'm honestly pretty excited to talk about this. And like you said, we were playing a couple of years ago, so it's a full 360 from where I was then. But I think that for me personally, we played last year as well after coming off of 2 years not playing because of COVID. And I think last year was like definitely a learning curve, and it's hard to like jump back into competing. And one thing our coach said a lot was we had to relearn how to compete on the field, like in games. So this year for me, and I think our team in general, we just have a lot more experience, and that goes a long way. And we've had a lot of talent, so it really is just like converting with the experience, like handling pressure and dealing with like big teams and playing in big games.
What has been the biggest adjustment in this relearning that you mentioned? Because it's obviously helped in beating teams like UConn and Cal and even making things really close against a ranked Stanford team.
Yeah, so the last time I played before last year, I was a freshman. And then going into last year's season, I was all of a sudden a junior and an upperclassman. So I think that was a huge part of it, too, is like feeling like a freshman experience-wise, but being a junior, and now this year I'm a senior, which is kind of crazy, with only 1 year of experience under my belt. And I think that it's just like trusting each other and trusting our own like skill level and learning from each other and not like getting too worked up about like, oh, we should have played or we should have done this or that. And yeah, just learning how to stay composed in those like big moments, big games. Because last year we had a lot of tight games. I keep comparing last year to this year, but that's really all I have. But last year we had a bunch of tight games. We lost by one. We lost to teams that maybe we didn't want to lose to. And this year, now, like you said, coming off that UConn win, it's pretty awesome for us because it's a big momentum builder and gives us a lot of confidence to know that we can beat these big teams and not just beat the teams we're supposed to beat.
How confident are you feeling now, considering that you've got 28 points, you've got 22 goals on the season, you're coming off that four-goal game against UConn last week, and where's the confidence level like for you as the go-to scoring threat?
I would say just like going into games knowing I have three other attackers plus two to three other midfielders that also have like the greatest ability to like score and assist and do all of that. So going into games knowing it's not all pressure on me, although I have had a couple good games in the last couple weeks, but I know that if I have an off day, Minna Kramer or Josie Vogel or Maggie Pons, they're just going to pick up right where they need to. And it's not really like I'm the only one that can score, which is a really great feeling because it takes a ton of pressure off of me and the other three as well.
Katie Castiello with us here on BTL from the Cornell Big Red women's lacrosse team. They're having a great season so far, 6-2 on the year, getting a big win at Schoelkopf last weekend against UConn, and they've got 17th-ranked Princeton coming to Schoelkopf on Saturday. On paper, we look at the record, we look at the stats and say, all right, this has been a great year. But from your perspective, what's the one thing that has developed throughout the course of the season? Or maybe what's a really big lesson this team has learned or something that's improved throughout the course of the season since it all began?
Going into the season, the upperclassmen, seniors in particular, came up with a motto for our team to just have throughout the season that can kind of kick us in the butt when we need a little bit of motivation. And that motto that we came up with is find a way. And I think that's helped us in a lot of different aspects. In the fall, being an Ivy League program, we have a lot more restrictions on our hours and our time playing. So we don't get as much practice as other teams might get. So in the fall, the find a way was working as hard as we could in the weight room or in conditioning sessions to like prepare us for these big games, these big moments. And then now heading into season, just finding a way to compete in the little moments in practice, because we know the, how that pays off in games. And one of my teammates, actually yesterday, we were talking about the upcoming Princeton game, and she was saying how just going into each of your, like, say, like, you go in for 4 minutes, when you're you win your 4 minutes, and that's all you can really ask for, because those 4 minutes will add up to 8 minutes and 12 minutes and then a half of the game and then three quarters of a game. So as long as we just go in finding a way to win those few plays that you're in, or that set that you're in, that adds up and gives us a ton of success.
That's a really great way of thinking of it. Never would have thought of it that way in some sense. You guys have limited some opportunities against some teams throughout the course of the season as well. You know, giving up just 6 against Dartmouth, giving up just 6 goals against Columbia, you know, 9 against Cal. What have you seen from a defensive standpoint that you've liked so far, and what's it like for you having to go up against some of them in practice?
They're a tough defensive unit for sure. They're very good 1v1. We throw in a man-to-man defense. We also use a zone, and both, I think, are very hard to beat when they're done correctly, and I think our defense does them both very well. Like you said, in the Dartmouth game, we only held them to just a few goals, and the first three defensive sets, I'm pretty sure it was the first three, shut them out to like a shot clock violation. So that was like amazing. And we were having a little bit more trouble scoring in that game, but we knew our defense had our back, and Ellie Horner is starting in goal, and she is amazing. She makes it really hard for us attackers to score in practice. So she and our other two bullies really help us, like, work our fakes, work our shot placement, so that when we get into big games, we're prepared for kind of any goalie that we see. And our defense, again, prepares us for the toughness that comes with any of these teams.
How happy and satisfied do you feel like you guys have been with the free position opportunities up to this point?
I think we've done great. Personally, that was one of my weaker areas last year, and so I made an effort over the summer and this fall to practice different methods of taking those free positions. And I've seen, like, personal improvement, and I know that my teammates have also been working very hard in practice. We stay after practice to work with each other, and our defenders stay and help us so we can work on our first step, our shot placement, running it in, shooting from far out, just lots of different methods so we can figure out our own skill set and get in there.
Real quick before I let you run, some really good games coming up, some really good competition coming up. Princeton on Saturday, you're up at the Dome against Syracuse middle of next week, you're at Penn State after that. It's going to be a real gauntlet of a schedule, but what sort of things do you want to see your team really focus on and get done to get some big-time wins?
Yeah, again, I would say it's easy to look at the 3, 4, 5 games ahead of us, but I think we just need to take it one game at a time. We're very excited to play Princeton this weekend. We lost by only one last year to them in a really tough game, so we're very excited to have them at home. And then, like you said, next week we're playing #1 Syracuse, which is a really amazing opportunity. But I think that just day-to-day, we need to focus on getting better ourselves and individually working on things, and then as a group, finding ways to work better together, find our strategy, find our communication. So I think that's kind of what it comes down to, is just taking it day by day. And like I said, in the game, like, you put the 2 minutes together, you put the 4 minutes together, and then you find some more collective success.
Katie, we're so happy for you. Keep it up. You're having a heck of a season, and obviously the team as a whole having a really, really super season as well. Can't wait to see how these next couple of weeks go for you. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.